Welcome. I'm Halcyon, and this is Hug Nation. Today I want to talk about what is wrong with Burning Man. It feels like there is always a new comment, a new post, a new article talking about what is wrong with Burning Man, what has ruined Burning Man, whether that be technology or money or influencers. But there's something that I thought would be worth addressing, which came to mind quite a bit this last weekend when I was at Utopia, the Southern California Regional Burn. If you are new to this whole concept, Burning Man began as a gathering, evolved into more of an organized event. The 10 principles became the governing thoughts and ideas that described the event, created by Larry Harvey. And then as regional events started to develop around the world, they followed those same 10 principles. So Burning Man is the event that happens in Black Rock Desert, or we call Black Rock City, which is in Nevada, about 3 hours from Reno. But there are events that are governed by these same 10 principles that are all over the world in varying sizes, from a couple dozen to thousands to 10,000 plus to some of these regional events. And so when people talk about Burning Man, usually they're talking about the event in Black Rock Desert. That is the 75,000 plus one. That is the one that is really impacted, I think, the most people, that draws the obviously the largest crowd and is the mecca of free thinkers and creatives and world changers, if you ask me. It's important, however, to look at this movement in context of all of it, all of the regionals. So when people are critical of certain aspects of Burning Man, usually they're only looking at Black Rock City. Now, Black Rock City has been building and developing and growing and dealing with the influences of the default world for three decades. And people will complain that it's not like it used to be. Well, no kidding. What is like it was 30 years ago? So that's a silly thing to say. If you're longing for the things that Black Rock City was 30 years ago, well, you should check out some regionals. And that became really clear this weekend as I was hanging out in the desert area in Southern California-ish, near California City, not even sure, middle of, felt like nowhere, east north of LA, about a 3.5-4 hour drive from San Diego. Felt very much like the Black Rock Desert. Not quite a dry lake bed, but not much around. Very flat and sparse, which was really cool because it had the same context-y feeling as Black Rock Desert. Black Rock Desert, because there's nothing there, everything that in the city is intentionally brought by its participants. And because there's nothing there, it becomes this blank canvas for the people and the art and the expressions that we as a community bring there. Now, there was a bunch of hubbub because this was a new location for Utopia. I did a video a few weeks ago called about Duocracy, that where I was a little critical of people in the community that were, I felt, too critical of the organizers of Utopia because they had changed the location. Now, the location was changed outside of their control. The old location of Utopia was on Indian lands, and a new tribal council decided they did not want to do large events there anymore. So the venue was lost. Outside of anyone's control, initially they thought Utopia wasn't going to happen at all, and then found a way to host it and do it and throw it on the land where Warrior Wasteland Weekend happens, the Mad Max themed event. Maybe too much context. But the point is, because it's this kind of wastelandy place, it had a similar feeling of a blank canvas that we brought everything there. And it really, there's no distractions. There's no beautiful trees. There's no creeks. There's no cool rock formations to go off and trip out on. It's only thing there for people to ingest is each other, which I really like that. I like that a lot. And what people often, when they're critical of Burning Man lately, one of the things is it's too much technology, it's too developed, there's too much money, it's too easy now, it's too comfortable. And take out the two. There is a lot of technology now compared to earlier days. There is a lot of convenience that there didn't used to be. And if you don't like those things, go to a regional. It was so exciting for me to, as I was going through this very intimate, smaller venue and smaller experience, it felt like early days Black Rock City. There was an intimacy. There was a camaraderie. There was a ridiculousness that is present in Black Rock City, but because of the evolution of Black Rock City, there is also more formalness to the city. It's safer. There's more requirements. There's more red tape at times. And so this was, I thought, such an antidote to the criticisms of Burning Man. So I say to you, if you are falling in that momentum of being a hater or a critic of Black Rock City, that's fine. But the answer might be right in your own backyard. One of the things that was cool about this event specifically, because it was a new venue and because there was kind of this shifting tide of perceptions and certain backlash, and everybody there was committed. It was like this, the participation level was 100%. And people brought some really cool things, and everyone was, it felt like a family in a really beautiful sense. Some of my favorite things from the weekend was, there was a camp called Nightcrawlers. And at first I will walk by it a few times because it looked like it was like a haunted housey scary thing. Now there was a haunted house, which was great because the last room of the haunted house was designed and acted out by children. I can't give any more away. But so I passed by Nightcrawlers a few times thinking it was a haunted house or something scary because I'm cowardly. Rawr. But then decided I would go in, and it was nothing like what I expected. It was at its the foundation of it was that they served ramen, this incredible broth, beautiful, yummy ramen bowls. But it wasn't just a place to get food. They created this whole narrative and gifting experience with some mythology of ghosts and this Asian myth of a fox spirit. And there were people walking around in masks, and you had to go in and talk to the woman behind the bar who would start to tell you the tale, and then the characters would come in. And it was like, and someone even, while I was being told the story, a woman walked in and goes, can I have some ramen? And the woman's like, well, perhaps one of the spirits will be able to, you know, help you find your way. And I was like, yes! Like, they totally got the art of gifting, and they really, like, made it into an experience, which is something that has become more and more clear to me as one of the rare things about the Black Rock City and the Burning Man experience, and is this depth of taking anything, any interaction, and turning it into a pageantry and performance and experience and richness. And it was just a cool example of that. Some of my other favorite things, there was a bunch of great breakfasts around. There was it was some of our neighbors, I'm forgetting their name, but they had an awesome breakfast. And then as that breakfast started to tone down, they had the lesbian sausage party, which I thought was great. A newly married lesbian couple hosted a meat fest, which was oh so adorable. There was a gentleman from Santa Cruz made this Merhaba sculpture that had LED illumination animations on each of the edges of the Merhaba. And then you could go into it. It was metal, and it had a little wheel. And so you could spin from the inside, and then people on the outside would see this cool animation LED Merhaba spinning around. That was this really fun on, you know, whether you're in it or outside of it, it was both a very cool experience. There was a camp right next to us, Spiritual and Shit, which happened to have the Hug Deli. So Mikey's Hug Deli was right next door. I got to spend a lot of shifts working the Hug Daily, which is always a treat for me. And giving hugs to people who are working there is always a treat as well. There was some great dance floor and hangout areas, a place called Filament that was that had great music, and as well as these wine and cheese parties, and they have a Sade Rosé party, where we played Sade music and served rosé. And I'm forgetting the names of the other great places that I danced and hung out and ate. They had an effigy burn, which in the past they haven't had because of fire issues at the old location. It was great. Pink Heart decided to do a miniature version of our camp, and we had a very small version. We called it Pink Drop. So it was like a 10x8 shade structure with pink around it, and we had the Pink Heart fuzzy letters and some lighting. Although the first night we were there, I tested out the generator, a little handheld or a portable one, got it working, then turned it off, waited till night, and then nighttime came, and you pulled the little cord to get it going, and as soon as I pulled the cord, it broke, which I'm sure is a repairable thing, but not where we were. So it was night one, we had no power, and realized, oh, there's a generator in the Hugmobile. I drove the Hugmobile out there. So we were able to have lights for portions of the night and have our signage, and it was great. It was nice to just at least make a showing. We didn't have nearly the presence that we have in Black Rock City, but it was still nice to be a participants in this regional event and add our love and our little pink vibe to the community. On my mind right now is this awareness that Burning Man is so much more than most people imagine it to be. And then when people are criticizing Burning Man, they are criticizing a teeny tiny piece of it. You know, like blind men feeling the leg of an elephant and complaining about it, or feeling the trunk and complaining about it. You know, you gotta really grope and rub up against that whole elephant till you understand what it's all about. So I enjoyed fondling the inner folds of the underbelly of the elephant this weekend. And I encourage everyone to explore the unexplored parts of anything before you get too critical about it. And know, as always, this community more than anything else is a duocracy. There are plenty of places in the world where if you don't like things, you do not have much of a choice and you have to either deal with it or leave. But 10 Principles and the Burning Man community is built for people to step up and make things better. You could even work on creating your own regional event or an event that is much smaller like this one. You can change the flavor. There were people there that were there for the first time that brought, there was the Stripes was a guy who was our neighbor. He had a cart, Bring Out Your Dead, that he rode around. He had this octagonal, cool bar that he brought. One little camp that changed the flavor of the whole event. We are empowered to do that in our neighborhoods, in our families, in our communities, in our events, and in our lives. So what is wrong with Burning Man? Trick question! There's nothing wrong. There's just different flavors, different tastes, and different ways to do it. Find your way. I love you. Thank you for watching. Please hit the like button. It makes a difference. And subscribe, because I do a new one of these every week. Thank you for letting me be me. Thank you for being you. The ripples we make